create your audiobook or podcast on Yakutimi. Check out our commercial licensing terms. I have finished my latest story, except that the ending that worked the best for me was happy but tearful. Let's put it that way until you've read it. Then feel free to send me your opinion and we can discuss it. This, my latest story made me cry anyway, but not in a sad way. Perhaps the closest I'll ever get to crying, because I was so happy, as women often express those tears that few men ever experience or show anyway. I enjoyed writing my latest story, although I still don't know what to call it, and that is a first for me. The title usually comes before I start writing, as I said yesterday. Oh, well, it's all experience, eh? I think I'll try to get a publisher for this novel, as it's been 18 months since I last tried. I forget, you know, I finish writing and editing, then I'm straight off to Kindle and create space, and then it's too late again. I had allowed until the end of this month to finish the first draft of my latest story, so I have 2 weeks in hand, although I did start a little earlier than I expected to. I used 4 hours of my free time to do a job that has been waiting for 10 years. Yes, 10 years. I used to be heavily into finances, stocks, shares, spread betting and all that sort of thing. Well, you probably won't believe this, but I walked away from it all when I moved to Thailand 10 years ago. Completely, in one fell swoop. However, I didn't close or merge any of my 20 or so broker and bank accounts. I just abandoned them. Today I have found that about half of them no longer exist. I am not worried too much about the money having disappeared because of financial regulations. It will be locked into various frozen accounts, but can I prove that I am entitled to it? I wrote 8 letters this afternoon seeking more information. However, the records that I have are patchy and nobody has been keeping letters from those institutions for at least 5 years. Not only that, but the one person who could have helped is unlikely to. Happy days are here again. All my own fault, I am the first to admit that, before anyone wants to jump down my throat just to make me feel worse about it. 10 years of procrastination is hard for anyone to excuse away, even me, the arch-casuist, but I'm so happy about having written those 8 letters, because it means that I can get on with editing my latest story tomorrow. Oh, and a comparison for you. In 1988 I bought my first house, and had the aerial replaced. When the man had finished and proved that it worked, he commented on my renovation of the house. "You'll never guess what my last job was before coming to you," he said. "Putting up an aerial?" I guessed. "Yes, of course it was," he replied. "That's all I do." But the man of the house showed me a yellow piece of paper. There were dozens of items on it with a tick against them. "You are the last one on my list," he said. "My house is complete after 17 years. I also sailed down to Gibraltar once with a guy on his homemade ferro cement yacht called Tenrag, his name backwards, and that took him 17 years to build in his back garden too. So 10 years is not really all that bad, is it? All the best, Owen. Brought to you by Yakutimi. Try it with no advertisements.